Well, the coronavirus, it's providing a seemingly endless stream of bad news, which of course we have to cover. Much of it's health related, and increasingly it's about the economic devastation caused by the unprecedented pandemic. By now, most of us would have seen or at least heard of the heartbreaking queues of people lining up to register with Centrelink. Some estimates predict the unemployment rate could reach around 11%. There are those who say it could get much worse than that. But today we're going to look at a rare ray of economic light during these dark times. Some industries are actually hiring, as Madeline Jenner reports.
In recent weeks, Gladys Berejiklian's job as New South Wales Premier has mostly been to deliver bad news. But this morning she had something good to offer. Jobs.
Yesterday, the government announced we've hired an extra, or we're in the process of hiring an extra 1,000 people through Service New South Wales. These people will assist health in making various contacts with people in isolation, but also, most importantly, people are there to assist you if you have any questions.
1,000 new jobs might seem like a drop in the ocean right now, but at least it's a small beacon of light in a very dark employment market. Potentially hundreds of thousands face unemployment. Jess, who doesn't want to use her last name, will lose her job in events management early next week.
I am currently on the hunt for a new job. I support our family financially, or the majority of our financial support comes from my income. I'm definitely looking at getting out of any industry that is affected by catastrophic events, just so that moving forward as a family, we actually have some stability and some assurance.
Jess says she's had more than a few sleepless nights in the last fortnight, and the job search sites are pretty bleak.
It's very depressing looking for work at the moment, and I use that term quite considered because, you know, you just jump on the job boards of a morning and it's just got, you know, zero updated jobs. Like, there is literally no movement, or any movement that is there is in a space that I'm not qualified for.
Paul Bloxham is HSBC's chief economist for Australia, New Zealand and global commodities.
Well, clearly the jobs market is going to be hard hit by this event, and the hardest hit sectors are going to be areas that are related to services consumption, things like recreation, hospitality and the tourism industry. We know that collectively those things are about 14% of the economy, so it's going to be quite a hard hit. But there will be substitution. There will be other opportunities within the economy. One area that's obvious is going to be health. There's going to be lots of different things that need to be done in the health space. And so it would be expected there'll be some substitution towards health. Another area is, of course, everyone's in their homes now. So, and increasingly so. So without consuming those services outside the home, shifting to providing those services at home will create jobs as well. So there'll be roles to do deliveries and roles to deliver services that arrive at your front door.
And some industries are already hiring. Sarah McCartney is from the employment website Seek.
We are seeing organisations that are hiring, which is in direct response to changes we're seeing happening around us regarding shifts to online and digital delivery of goods and services, as well as increased demand for essential retail services. And they're looking for people who can do shelf stacking, delivery drivers. We've got roles in supply chain management, warehousing supervisors, warehousing managers. So that's really supporting that side of the market. And then we've also got some changes that we're seeing as organisations have to pivot and respond to the likes of offshore customer support and shared service functions closing down overseas. So we've got some large Australian organisations that are now looking to bring back customer service and support functions to Australian shores.
Sarah McCartney from the employment website Seek, in that report from Madeline Jenner.